Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now it's our time to talk to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Governor Gavin Newsom is asking lawmakers to draft legislation to crack down on crimes like retail thefts and auto burglaries, which have been in the news a lot lately, as you know. What he's not asking for are any changes to a voter pass proposition that eased penalties on people convicted of those types of crimes. So, Phil, we're talking about Prop 47, which reclassified certain nonviolent offenses as misdemeanors instead of felonies. It was passed to prevent prison overcrowding all the way back in 2014. So how is he trying to thread the needle on cracking down on crime while not changing the way those crimes are handled?
Well, it's a tough dance. What he's basically trying to do is say, let's like tinker on the side. Let's get a new class of criminals. Prop 47 is sort of like the Prop 13 of the criminal justice system. It was a radical new idea. It was passed by the voters with the backing of Gavin Newsom, then Governor Jerry Brown, and a host of other people. And the idea was, as you said, to reduce population by reclassifying crimes. One of those things was possessions of small amounts of narcotics. That, however, resulted in open-air drug marketing, which nobody expected and nobody wants. The other one was ease up on car burglars because they were thought of being as that's how drug people were supplying their habits. And then the retail crime was shoplifters or small offenders like that, nonviolent. Why are we throwing the book at them? Well, what changed was they became professionals. We saw swarm robberies. We're seeing millions and millions of dollars in retail theft that's being sold on the internet. All this didn't exist then, and what he's trying to do is get a grip on what he's now calling professional criminals as opposed to just people that maybe make a mistake. And that's a tough one to do because he's got to do it without going to 47, because I don't know if the legislature will even wants to touch it with a 10-foot pole.
So has anybody in the legislature come up with this finely honed new piece of legislation that's going to go after retail theft, and what would it look like?
No, they haven't. They're still working on it and it'll be interesting to see how far it goes, Patty, because some lawmakers, including Democrats, want it to go further. They're saying, no, maybe we do need to go back on 47. Maybe we need to be tougher than we're talking about here. Gavin Newsom is trying to say, look, let's just use the laws we have now more effectively. Let's bundle prosecutions rather than letting people in and out, in and out. Let's make them accountable for past offenses. But that's a tough thing to do in today's legal system and criminal justice system, especially if you're trying to reduce the population in jail. Now, people right now are saying, we're not saying lock them up forever, just get them off the street for a while. And they say, well, it costs a lot to put people in jail. And they go, well, it costs a lot for people if they get their cars broken into. So one car break-in person can cause a heck of a lot of damage, tens of thousands of dollars in damage. So it remains to be seen if he can do it. Plus, he's got his national exposure there. Up till recently, any attempt to change the laws in California and make it tougher on crime, you were said to be a Trumper. What you're doing is that's what Donald Trump wants. But now people are sitting there going, with the recall of District Attorney Chester Bodine in San Francisco and the possible recall of Alameda County Progressive District Attorney Pamela Price, people are saying maybe the world's changed and it's time to change with it. Question is, how's he going to do it? It's an open one, and one we're going to be watching.
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He's going to be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning with Margie and Eric.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.